Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Pazzelli from the 75th edition of the Venice International Film Festival, and today we talk about 28 Times Cinema, the project fostered by the European Parliament, thanks to which 28 young cinephiles are selected to be part of the jury of Le Giornate degli Autori. Today I'm here with the with Jonathan Atkinson,
Yep. Okay,
who is the British representative of this year's edition of the project. Welcome, Jonathan.
Nice to meet you.
So, first of all, how did you get to know about this project?
Should I say which cinema I'm from yet or not? Because I heard about it from...
You can, of course. Yeah. You can.
Well, I live right down the road from a really nice independent cinema in the UK. It's called the Hyde Park Picture House. Mm-hmm. It's this very small one-screen independent cinema that's been there for the best part of 100 years, I think. And the manager just told me about it one day, and yeah, she helped me make an application, and I got lucky enough to be here.
And what was your reaction when you discovered you were selected?
Surprise, I think, just because I thought that because I was applying from the UK that maybe there would be quite a lot of applications. So yeah, I think I was just more surprised than anything, but obviously very, very delighted.
Okay, and are you just a cinema lover? I mean, or did you have the chance to study cinema-related disciplines?
Yeah, I've never made a short film or anything, nor do I have kind of like much like practical filmmaking experience, but... Mm-hmm. I was in Leeds because I've finished my degree now, and I just studied film theory. So,
film theory.
Uh-huh. As well as that, I actually like volunteer at the cinema that I am applying with.
And so. Which would be your role in the cinema industry? What would you like to become in this field?
In an ideal world, I think I would like to somehow become a director one day.
A director?
Yeah.
Okay, and whose footprints are you following? I mean...
I don't think there needs to be another David Lynch, but but if I could maybe say if anyone has kind of inspired me to be that, I think it would probably be David Lynch.
Okay, and did you have the chance to watch any movies here except apart from those of the Le Giornate degli Autori?
Oh yeah, tons. I've seen some of this stuff from the official selection. I thought, like, let's say Roma, I thought was especially good.
Okay.
And I think I hope that wins.
Many of you mentioned Roma.
Yeah.
Why?
I think
what surprised you?
I think it's just very well judged and well paced and tender, and it follows a character who it allows to have a great deal of dignity, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But especially maybe some of the other ones in the main selection haven't been as good as I'd have hoped.
Okay, okay.
So Roma definitely stands out, I think.
And I don't know, do you have any kind of idea of the major awards, when to whom they will be given? I don't know if you sort of guess what will be the Golden Lion for the better film, for the best film.
Oh, as in I don't just hope it's Roma. I think it
okay.
will be Roma.
Okay, okay, okay. And what is the cinema situation in your country? Because you know, you come from a very very live country from that kind of point of view. So
I think it's right to say that. Well, even though the Conservatives dissolved the UK Film Council, despite that, I think the sort of private film industry is still very, 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 very strong. And there are a lot of jobs for people in the UK cinema, and it's an incredibly large industry and very well funded. If there is one problem with it, maybe, it's just that sometimes independent cinema doesn't quite manage... Well, it exists, but it doesn't quite get the respect maybe it deserves in somewhere like France, where they make a lot of films a year, and French independent filmmakers can make films.
Yeah.
It's a little bit harder for British films that way.
But let's try to, I don't know, we could, even with this kind of opportunities that you have as 28 Times Cinema, I think that it's an opportunity for you also to come back to your country and sort of move try to change the things. So let's hope that in this direction.
Well, yeah, exactly, because so many of the films here are at least kind of like part French funded, etc.
Yeah.
So I think maybe more English producers maybe do need to just get used to the idea more of expanding their scope and trying to get into European festivals rather than just staying in London and Edinburgh, I think.
So now I leave you the floor just to, if you want to sum up your Venice experience in a few days.
I know it's kind of about film, but I think with the reason I'm here in 28 Times Cinema and everything like that, I think maybe the most rewarding part has just been meeting people from 27 different countries. Mm-hmm. And just kind of seeing how their perspectives differ to mine and being able to talk about cinema that I haven't seen or talk about cinema that I have seen but can't talk about with people in England because mm-hmm. they won't have seen it.
Okay.
But it's also been very cool to kind of be in a festival environment and just have something different where I'm watching four films
so
a day and have to kind of learn to...
I guess this was the first time for you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've been a volunteer at a film festival before, but I've never kind of been to one in any kind of official capacity. And
okay.
Yeah, that's been fun.
Okay, so great. Thank you so much for having shared your experience here. And I'm Chiara Pazzelli for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.